Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the TMS Productions podcast. My name is Mitchell, and I'm here with my co-host, Stephen.
Yes, hello.
It has been a while since we've done our last podcast. I think it's been almost a year. I think 11 months since we did our last podcast, which is funny because I honestly think that last time we came back to podcasting, we were only here for like 3 or 4 episodes, and then we took a break before that, which is also another year or something. So yeah, we're here. We're doing a podcast. Stephen and I want to do a podcast as to why we have taken a break off of YouTube for so long, as well as our plans for coming back to YouTube, and just all in all, like the future plans for TMS Productions, where we've been, where we're going, and everything that we want to do along the way.
I think we should just dive right in. I think that's the only thing to kind of next steps to do. So, Mitchell, why were we away?
Why were we away? That's a good question. I would say the main reason that we were away and we took a big long break from YouTube was because of burnout. Now, I know a lot of people have a bunch of mixed feelings about burnout. Some people say it doesn't exist, which I think is stupid. It does exist, and I've felt it.
They clearly haven't worked in a creative profession for long enough to experience it. Because there's the classic thing like, oh, you find something you love, you'll never work a day in your life. I'm going to say complete horseshit.
Yeah.
Like, if you do something you love for long enough and you do it intense enough, you will get sick of it and you will then be like, ah, shit, I don't think I can keep doing this.
Yeah,
so that's basically, yeah, burnout is one of the biggest things. And I think also to lead into that, like, it was one of those things because we had kind of gotten burnt out a few times going along. Like, we were kind of like, we had our big sprint, if you ever remember, out of 52, like the big video series, big sprint. And then after that, we were still keen as ever to keep going and making videos. So we did that. We then kind of kept going for another 8 months to a year. And then that's when we kind of like first experienced our like first little bout of burnout. And we kind of stopped for like a month and a half to 2 months. And then we came back. And then that's when we kind of had a little bit of like a resurgence of motivation and stuff like that. And then I think that's when we did the spec ed series and stuff like that. And we were really enjoying that. The only problem is that the spec ed series is like, that is like, I would have to say, it's a series perfectly designed to burn you out, because it is, in terms of making that amount of videos and kind of like making this the quality of video for that amount of time repeatedly, it's intense. And so we did that for a little bit. We were still enjoying it, but then we were just like, we just can't keep doing this. So then that's when basically the burnout and basically the break that we took as of now has happened, and it was like 7 months long.
Yeah, 7 month break that we took. I think it ended right around the end of August, and then we haven't actually posted. I think our first video we posted was middle of April. And yeah, like Steven was saying, the Spec Ed series, excuse me, sorry. The Spec Ed series was a great series, and I loved the idea and just the execution and just the entire like energy around the Spec Ed series, because it was fun. It was entertaining. We got essentially a portfolio piece at the end, as well as it allowed us to show off our filmmaking skills while we could also make a YouTube video that didn't have to be completely centered around how good the actual spec ed video on YouTube is. Like, the only thing that we really need to care about in terms of the quality of the video was the end product, the 30-second to 1 minute commercial that we made. And like the rest of the video was just straight up vlogging, which is way easier to do than trying to make this finely crafted film piece of, like, essentially YouTube video that is well filmed, well lit, and everything like that. And it's a ton of fun because we got to essentially run around, do all sorts of different crazy things, and make videos and make these commercials in 24 hours. Also, we could film the entire thing in 24 hours, which was really nice because then we wouldn't have to spend multiple days filming it. But yeah, like Steven said, it was essentially engineered to burn you out as fast as possible, because we would wake up extremely early in the morning. We would then have to film all day, and we wouldn't finish until extremely late at night. And we'd have to do that every single week if we wanted to post these weekly, right? And yes, we could kind of batch them. So we did it like a 4 day, we could do like 4 days in a row. But then again, you're filming like that for 4 days in a row, which is a pain.
Well, it's exhausting. And then so you need like a few days at the end of that just to recover after kind of going for so hard. So, I mean, those would be best situation would be do that like monthly, which I would be like, hey, I could be happy with that. You could do like 12 in a year, once a month. Like, the sprint isn't so like daunting because you're not doing it every single week. So that's why actually, if you notice, our spec ads near the end, they kind of were every other week, and we kind of were posting once every 2 weeks, just because we were really keen at the beginning. I think we started doing weekly, and then it kind of fell off just because it got so kind of so daunting.
Yeah, and another thing to kind of touch on as well as to like when it comes to burnout is like a big part of burnout, I also think, comes from the work versus reward that you get from doing something. Like for example, that spec ed series, I think we had one of them was sponsored. It was Zion Crane was sponsoring it. And I think there might have been another sponsored
DJI,
one in there.
DJI sponsored one.
Yeah, DJI sponsored one, that's right. But not every single one was sponsored. And the hard part is like we, from the actual views and AdSense that we were making off of those videos, it wasn't a ton of money, especially in the filmmaking space. The CPMs aren't all that high. So we were essentially putting in a ton of work and effort into these videos and like an entire day of our time into these videos for not a lot of return on the back end and a lot of monetary return. Now, one sec. I will say that when it comes to burnout, monetary return does have an effect on it, because if you realize you're putting all this time and energy into something like this and you're not getting a ton of like essentially like compensation in return, it makes you feel like, oh, what's the point of doing this? Like there's no reward to all this time and energy you're putting into it. And it's just tricky because you're like, okay, I want to do this, but I'm not getting paid enough to do this. And the motivation isn't there because I know that I'm not getting the reward that I feel like I deserve from doing this. So I feel like that definitely adds into it.
I don't want to say then lean into being like, hey, we're only doing this for the money. I mean, it was fun as ever to do. I think it is a situation though where I would say money is a great lubricant to stress, because if you're, for example, hypothetically, if you're like, I'm making 50 grand for every one of these videos that we make, then yes, it would be kind of like,
I'd do it every day.
Easy. It would be easy to do it like weekly and stay consistent. Because the other big thing too is that with us making the spec ad videos, as we were, we're begging, borrowing, stealing, asking for favors, all this kinds of stuff with friends and people and like to help us with these videos. And that gets exhausting. Like, because if you keep asking your friends and family for like favors and stuff, eventually it's going to be like, okay, this is a bit too much now. Like, sure, the first few times were fine, but now the 10th, 12th time that you're asking me to say, come out and help you film something or do this or do that, then it gets very like awkward, because now you don't like, it's not like you're going to pay them for it. There's more time coming into it than people realize. And so like another big thing is like, for example, if you were getting paid decent enough money where you could say, start hiring actors and hiring people to help you film these things, it would make it a lot easier and also a significantly more sustainable.
Yeah.
And so like at the end of the day, as much as it's not like money is the only motivator, I don't want to sound like money is our only motivator, but it does help produce this and keep things going sustainably, just because it then becomes financially possible and like viable, as well as it makes it so a lot of the stress points that you're experiencing, like asking for favors and things like that, get smoothed out quite a bit.
Yeah.
Because it's just like, you don't have to like rely on so many favors and handouts.
Yeah. And something else I just want to add real quick as well, before we say move on from this, is like this, we are talking about the spec ad series, which was kind of our latest series that we were running on our channel before our break. And we ran that, I think, for three or four months leading up to the break that we took. And like, I mean, you might be thinking, well, just make a different type of content, which is true. However, another whole added aspect of this whole thing is coming up with ideas. And especially with this day and age on YouTube, with Mr. Beast being the king of YouTube, like in order to get the clicks, in order to get the views that you need, it feels like every single video needs to be just as good, if not better, than the one you just uploaded. So unless we're, say, 1 week we're blowing shit up and the next week we're not, this next week's video won't get as many views, thus makes you believe that this video is not as good, so why make it? So the Spec Ed series was a great kind of series for us, because it kind of confined us to a bit of a box and allowed us to essentially quote-unquote productize our video, in the sense of like each video is unique in terms of what we get up to, but they all follow the similar structure, right? It's like watching an actual TV show where the episodes of a TV show follow a similar structure.
Like Mythbusters, like TV show on, like that's a prime example of that because they're doing new myths, new experiments every single time. However, the structure is the exact same.
Exactly.
Which makes it easy to execute.
Exactly. And I think like we definitely could have come up with other ideas. And I'm sure with like we would have eventually swapped in other ideas, like some reviews, some of us going out and things like that. But it's just like when you do a YouTube channel like this and you want to stay consistent, you do need a consistent idea generation machine. So you do kind of need a bit of a fallback saying like, oh, if we don't have a unique idea this week, which for us, a unique idea might come once a month. That means, okay, once a month we have a unique video idea, but for the rest of the 3 weeks or for the 3 remaining weeks of that month, we do need kind of a bit of a structure to follow in terms of a video that we're going to make. So
yeah,
there's
so,
that. Anyways, I think,
yeah, I think that's, we've hit that one hard enough. I think let's move on to the next thing, which is, wait, what is the next thing? You have a list.
The next thing I think is touch on what we did during the break itself. So what happened was we made these videos and then all the way up until the end of August, then we took a break starting the end of August. And well, a couple things have happened since the end or since our break started. And that was, I have actually moved out of our parents' house, which is where we were living. Steve and I were living to make these videos. And I've moved to
now. It depends on whether you've seen the video or not, because we posted a video about this on YouTube. So yeah, if you see that video, this is just gonna be a big recap of that.
Exactly. So, but I've moved out, and I think we touched on this in the video, but we were talking about how it's essentially now that we're apart, not in the same geographical location, doing videos like the Spec Ed series, and even just like any of the videos that we used to do in the past, becomes extremely difficult, if not impossible, to do because I need someone. If I'm on camera, I need someone to film me. Like, I will say, I have gained a new respect for solo YouTubers, especially people like Aiden Robbins, like even Andrew James back in the day, like though Sam Newton sometimes as well. Like, when I see that you go out and you make a YouTube video, I think Aiden Robbins the most. I have a lot of respect for that guy because he goes out and films himself solo all the time. And I think I've seen an extra person in his videos a handful of times. And it is so hard. And I've gained a newfound respect for solo YouTubers because sitting here now doing this myself, being solo and not being able to rely on Steven, to me sounds like the most daunting thing on planet Earth. And just essentially to do a spec-ed video solo, even if I hire somebody to have a camera and follow me with a camera, just sounds so difficult. So
we are in a very fortunate position that when we started YouTube, we had like, I mean, we started this because it was all friends kind of hanging out, like me, Mitchell, and Tommy way back in the day. We were all just friends hanging out, making videos, and kind of morphed from that into like then doing YouTube and it consistently. But I've really understood that we have had a huge advantage, and I'm very fortunate to have had people around, like Mitchell specifically, to help us to help film as we go along and make these videos, because it makes it so much easier to do just having one extra person.
Yeah.
Even just to bounce ideas off of, or when you say a line, they're like, oh, that doesn't sound quite right, say it like this. But yeah, if you're solo, oh my God, you're a beast, because there's no way you could do it otherwise.
So I've moved out. It's now essentially impossible for us to do videos together unless, and we even had an idea where before I left, because it was planned that I was going to leave. We knew that I was going to leave. It wasn't sudden. And because when it comes to moving
out,
it's
also inevitable.
It's inevitable. I think we've touched on this a couple times, but it's like the fact that I've moved out is an inevitable kind of thing that happens because we started this YouTube channel when we were super young, like 15, and we've now grown up. We're now 23. Like, it's been many years, like 8 years.
And these are also like the most formative years of your life where like the most changes.
Exactly. Right? The most changes happen, right? So it's like, of course, moving out was a thing that was supposed to happen. So this was inevitable. So Steve and I were talking about the plan as to like, okay, what is the plan for when you move out? And we literally thought about the idea of like, okay, I would fly home every month for like probably a week or maybe like 3 or 4 days once a month. And Steve and I would batch film all of our videos in that week, and maybe we would go down to three videos a month instead of four, but we would film 3 videos worth of content in those 3 or 4 days. Then I'd fly home, we would edit it for the whole month because editing you can obviously do remote, and then we'd post, and we'd continue the posting cadence that way, which is is fine. That just sounds like a ton of work. And I'm like, I don't want to have to hop on a plane every 3 weeks to go film for these YouTube videos that we're not getting paid a whole shitload of money for. We're literally going into the negative paying for flights to get me back home.
Yeah. Like, I mean, it is also a situation of like, that is also such idealistic thinking, being like, oh yeah, we're going to go home. Everything's going to go super smoothly. We're going to bang out 3 videos in 3 days.
Yeah. What happens if I come home and the weather's shit and we can't film? Like that, then we're out of luck. And exactly. what if it's raining the entire 3 or 4 days that I'm there and we were supposed to go outside and film? That sucks. Like then that's a whole wash. Yeah. Right.
Good luck. So, yeah.
What if flights 1 week are super expensive? Like there's $500 each way. Then that's a pain in the ass too.
Yeah. Right. So like as a logistical nightmare, especially like trying to do it where you're not burning cash on fire, is like, that was such idealistic thinking that I'm like, I mean, we could have maybe done it for a month or two, but I doubt we could have done it for anything longer than that.
Exactly.
Because it would have just been like, anyways, so.
Steven and I took this break. We also kind of had this like existential crisis about as to like what we are even doing with our lives. Because we kind of stopped posting on YouTube. We had some freelance projects still lined up and it was kind of, we did it in the sense of like, we were able to kind of batch it. So I was able to come home. We were able to film a whole bunch in one go. Then I would edit them and just enough to kind of keep us afloat. But then Steven and I were like, is video production even what we want to be doing? Like, do we even like this anymore? Like, what do we want to do? And we were just kind of
That's how you know the burnout has gotten really bad.
Yeah. We're like questioning our passion and our skills of videography, being like, are we even that good? Like that was a thing that like, basically we're like, what do we even want to do? Anyways, because then you start
comparing yourself to everybody on Instagram and you're like, this is so much better. I know. Like, I can't do anything.
Yeah. So Steven and I kind of got a bit went down the business rabbit hole a bit and learned about the agency, right? Like the lead gen agency, which if you guys are in the business realm at all, you know, is a thing that you can see kids that are in high school making $50,000 per month having a lead gen agency, and they did it in 30 days, right? And so like...
Well, okay, I'm going to add some context to this, which is... it's not like this is just something new. Like me and Mitchell have been very interested in business and like running a business for a long time. We went to business school for the first 2 years and we dropped out because things got rather busy with TMS Productions. We were doing that. And so we're like, it's not like this is like, oh, we just saw this and stumbled into like, oh, the business. We want to get into business. Like we've been kind of interested in this for a while. And then that leads to, then you see like all these kids doing like agencies and all this quick drop money shipping. Things. And we're dropped. Yeah. We did drop shipping back in 2018. It was horrendous.
Yeah.
That's another story for another time. But there is like the agency thing, which we were thinking, hey, this is right up our alley. It's like kind of like doing creative stuff. It's in the marketing world, which is what video production is essentially in, is marketing. And we're like, okay, we could kind of give this a go or kind of give this a little bit of like a try. And anyways, we've kind of like, that was kind of like during our 7 months, that's where we kind of like dove into and kind of just did some experimenting into that whole realm, which I do have to say, we learned a ton about it. We also learned a whole shit ton about like, it's not the best place. It's not all sunshines and rainbows, like what all these guys say it is.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, we were skeptical from the beginning. So we were just kind of like treading lightly. We weren't going to say, go all in, buy a $5,000 course and just send it. But we were just going to kind of like do some exploration because I think it's stupid to be like, hey, I'm in my box. That's it. I don't want to do anything else. We were just doing some exploration to see what's out there.
Yeah. So I think we kind of used this break of us having been burnt out as like an opportunity to go and try something new and just to see what else is out there. And that's kind of like, we looked at the agency thing, we looked at the Facebook ads agency type thing as well, and we attempted to kind of do it for a couple months, probably 4 or 5 months, and then nothing really came of it. We weren't really, I mean, I wouldn't say that we weren't successful, but we were still in the learning stages. We still didn't have a strong foundation underneath us to start going out and making a whole shitload of money that we were supposed to be making. So
yeah, I mean, then we also saw a lot of cracks in the business model, and we just realized that, like,
it's kind of a dumpster business, fire.
It's kind of a dumpster fire, and the way that all these kids are making all this money is just like, the guys who are really making the money are the ones making videos about it, not the guys actually doing the work. So
yeah.
We're kind of like, hey, this is a big signal, and there's like a big like, kind of like, hey, this is not the place to be. So we are kind of like, then from there, we kind of just did some thinking about how we can kind of like stay in video production.
Yeah. So like we kind of realized, okay, this agency idea, lead gen agency, is not where we want to go. I think we still like video production. It's just, we need to kind of like maybe rethink how we're doing it. So this leads us to kind of our, because we also like in that time, we also, we tried this lead gen thing. We also tried like a short form content agency as well. Like we were like, yeah,
that's also
massive
dumpster fire as well.
Yeah. We know how to film and make TikToks and stuff. And like, we know how to edit. So yeah, we could just create a short form content agency where we create short form content from other people's already made content. Right. So there would be no filming, which is quite nice. Cause you don't have to, it's all remote. You don't have to go out and film. So we tried that, realized that you are literally a dime a dozen if you're doing a short form content agency.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the biggest kind of like virtue to that, or like the biggest signal to that, what should have been when we're kind of looking into it, is like, even to this day, we get emails on a daily basis for our own YouTube channel of people being like, hey, short form content's where it's at. You got to be posting short form. Let me edit some of your videos together into short form and pay me. And I was just like, no. Because I'm like, we can do it ourselves too. But also like, if we haven't started doing it right now, we kind of like, there's a reason why we haven't gotten into it. And then, anyways, even to this day, we're getting like so many emails all the time about doing short form content. And we're like, and then we're going to jump into the same industry.
And it's also a thing where like, honestly, like having, because it's short form content is like, you literally need to make 30 to 60 TikToks a month. Like it's quantity over quality. And everyone knows that now. Because that's the case, your reputation doesn't matter. Like you're like essentially, yeah, your reputation and like kind of like
it's all about
portfolio,
how cheap you can make.
I was gonna say your portfolio doesn't matter all that much. It's all about your price. So you're competing on price, which literally is a race to the bottom to basically, and then so people don't want to spend more than they have to. So they'll pay some kid in Mexico or something to edit TikToks for them for $5 a TikTok when we're going to be charging $20 to $30 to $40 a TikTok, and it's just not worth it. So realize that we are in a, basically, it's not worth it to not get into short-form content.
Well, it's also, if you look at it, if you're somebody who is an editor and you're a filmmaker who is like pour time into learning skills and investing in yourself to gain skills, you have to realize you're competing against a 12-year-old with an internet connection who will literally do it for pennies because they don't make any money. So like
any money,
$10
for
a video.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any money is good money for them. Where it's like, if you're somebody who actually needs this as a job, there's no way that you're going to compete against these kids essentially.
Now we are saying that if you're out there and you have a short form content agency or planning on starting one, try it. Maybe you are going to be more successful than we are. Cause honestly, I'm going to be honest. We didn't actually try it all that hard. We didn't go in on we didn't spend a solid 4 weeks trying it. So go ahead, try it and see. I'm sure you might actually end up being successful.
I do have to say though, you would learn a shit ton of skills. If you did it, you would, there's so many skills that you would learn from doing it that would transfer to anything else. So if you're thinking about doing it, 100% try it out. See what happens, because you could be wildly successful, because obviously that's always a possibility. But two, the amount of skills that you learn here are easily transferable to anywhere else in the video production space. So you could just use it as a skill acquisition, basically boot camp, or basically like a way for you to learn skills, and then you can move that
in a super fast way as well.
Super fast way.
So in this break, we had this whole existential crisis of like, what do we want to be doing? How do we want to do it? And like, is filmmaking even what we want to be doing anymore? Finally kind of came around the other side of the moon to the bright side of the moon again, and was like, okay, we're in a good spot. Let's not burn bridges here, and let's not go totally give up on everything. We kind of decided, we're like, what is the problems with what we're doing and how do we want to change it? And we kind of Steve and I sat down and kind of realized that when it comes to YouTube, our YouTube channel and things like that, we're kind of doing it in the wrong way to make it worth it for us. For example, we were very focused before the break on how many views our videos were getting, how many subscribers we were gaining, our retention, what's going to make our video do better. What's the money we're making on each video. And that was kind of our whole focus was make more money per video and be like typical YouTubers and try to game the algorithm to get the most views possible. And that's fine. However, we were looking at it all wrong, because what we should really be doing is using YouTube and our YouTube channel as a marketing tool to then fuel a business that we have basically a business that's where we make the actual money. So use YouTube as like a top of funnel type, a top of funnel, like essentially fuel source, lead source, marketing source, where we get leads to come in. They watch our videos. They start knowing, liking, and trusting us. And then we can then say, sell them something, or we can monetize it that way. And it's a much higher return on investment doing it that way. So Steven and I kind of decided like, hey, like we want to switch it up and maybe focus less on how many views our videos were getting, but more on the quality of views, the quality of viewers and things like that. So that kind of leads us to our next thing, which is kind of the next plan for TMS Productions, which is
Well, I would just say our next plan for TMS Productions is the best way to sum it up. Expansion.
Expansion is to expand.
As I hold my fingers like this, like kind of like a Trump thing, like expansion.
Yes, exactly. Anyways, yeah. So we were kind of also kind of thinking about how in the filmmaking world, everyone is either making their own films or they are showing you how to use the latest software or do a certain transition, right? So it's DaVinci Resolve tutorials, Premiere Pro tutorials, Final Cut tutorials, or it's look at this short film I made, look at this travel film that I made, look at this that I made, yada, yada, yada. But we kind of noticed that there aren't a ton of people out there that are doing videos about how to make money and essentially combining business with filmmaking. And a lot of people, they strive to, and their goal is to create a video production business where they get paid to make videos for businesses or for brands or for whoever it is, really. And we've done quite a bit of that. That's been our job since the pandemic started back in 2020. That's been our full-time job, but we've been doing it even longer since 2019 and beyond, getting paid to make videos. So we were kind of thinking, what if we were the hub of resources and information for people,
and skill acquisition.
Yeah. For people who want to essentially get paid to make films and essentially be on their journey to potentially work with some of the biggest brands in the world to make films for them. And like essentially like turn you into a better commercial filmmaker, making money and make a living doing filmmaking. So that's, if you've noticed, if you've been an avid follower of the channel, you've noticed we've switched up our content style to now it's education based. It's us giving you an education rather than entertainment. Cause that's kind of where I think we were going wrong with TMS Productions was we were focused so much on the entertainment, which is not a bad thing. Like I love entertaining videos and I do expect that we're going to sprinkle entertaining videos into our channel still, because we like having fun as much as the next guy does. However, our main content is not going to be education, because that's, especially with this day and age with Mr. Beast, you got to keep one-upping yourself and getting better and getting bigger and getting crazier, and you're looking for views, trying to get the most views, and that's where you make your money. Now we're trying to go education, where we're trying to teach people skills, give them information, and just give them like essentially give them the resources that they need to make money being a filmmaker and stuff like that. Our whole goal with this is to like, is to essentially make a bunch of free content on the YouTube channel. You can watch that and use that to your heart's desire to try to, and we're trying to make it really tactical as well, where you can actually take this information and we're going to try to give you like actual actionable steps on how to use it. Because I know there's a ton of business people out there. I don't want to be just another one of those business people that just gives you basic business advice. Right, we want to keep it niche to filmmaking and maybe even like
creative industry.
Creative industry, so filmmaking, photography. Even if you're a graphic designer, even if you're a whatever you are in the creative industry, a freelancer essentially, we will give you tactical information that you can use to then make money with your skills. Because a lot of people have no idea how to do it. And
it's funny you say that too, because like when we hired Jake, who is our kind of our editor now, he helps us edit a lot of the YouTube videos. Fantastic, great guy. But he, when we first hired him, he didn't know how to do up an invoice. And for us, we had kind of gotten into that world and we've been doing it forever. So we're like, hey, yeah, just send us an invoice. No big deal. And he's like, don't exactly know exactly how to do that. And we're like, oh, well, it's just this, this, and this. They can get a free template online. It's super easy. So things like that, where it's like, there's all these skills that like, sure, learning filmmaking is one side of the whole equation, but there's, like, in order to get paid for anything that you do, there's this whole other set of skills that, like, nobody really ever teaches, and then they kind of just expect you to know. And so a lot of these things, like, say, invoicing and things like that, we had to learn it as we went along ourselves and kind of just by trial and error. And I was like, man, if I could watch a video that explains how invoicing works or how even basic accounting works and things like that, I would be so much farther ahead than I am now.
So we do have plans to, again, like I was saying, free content on the YouTube channel, like tons of free content. We're trying to remain weekly. There was actually talk about us going more than once a week, but I think for now we're just going to remain with going weekly. We also want to actually offer some other resources as well, including like a Discord, a free Discord that you can join. And the idea here is that you can then connect with filmmakers, discuss ideas, like strategies, plans. Like if you're looking for help on something, if maybe one person's really good at editing and you're really good at filming, you guys can get together, talk about it, and essentially work together. And like, I've been like a couple times, Steve and I have been invited to some of these like creator Discords where, oh, if you're a photographer, a filmmaker, anybody who's kind of like a freelancer, like join these Discords and you can kind of chat with fellow freelancers and stuff. But the people setting them up didn't really do the best job because they didn't have an audience to pull from and kind of advertise it. They didn't have a way to advertise it. It was just word of mouth of like, oh, tell so-and-so. And you kind of like, it kind of goes down the grapevine like that. I think because we have this audience of our YouTube channel, of people who are aspiring to be filmmakers, aspiring to be get paid for what they do, we have a chance of creating quite a big community on, say, a Discord that could have...
Which is beneficial to everybody involved, right?
Yeah, like then you get tons of value. Because also, we plan to be in the Discord, like maybe releasing some exclusive content, things like that. But I know that...
It's funny. I was thinking about this, actually, with the Discord. I want to have a little section. I think they're called... I'm not a huge Discord person. I'm going to have to learn. But I think it's called Channel, or is it like a... a little subsection. I want to have something like basically like Steven's shitpost. Because I always find these interesting filmmaking things, and I send them to Mitchell, and I'm like, hey, check this out. But I was like, hey, this would be perfect if someone's interested. You could just shitpost it to this channel, and then people would just see like, oh, here's this neat thing that I saw, and here's this neat thing that I saw. And I was like, oh, this would be kind of funny. Because I always run into these things, and I'm like, man, it'd be perfect to have like just more people to share this with, because I always find it interesting. I just don't have people to share it with.
So like my whole goal with this would be to create a Discord of a community of people, of just people who like to nerd out about filmmaking and like are all trying to do the same thing. They're all trying to get paid for their work. They're all trying to level themselves up as filmmakers, as creatives, as photographers, as graphic designers, whatever you are. Join the Discord. You can connect with other people. Find people who are maybe really good at what you're not good at. You can ask them questions. It'll all be free. You can join the Discord and ask away, ask all the questions. And so that's the idea. So we wanted to start a Discord. One last thing I was also going to say is like about the people that like these Discords that I've joined in the past that we've got invited to. They didn't really do a great job with it, mainly because they didn't have the audience to support it. So they would get like 100 people in there, but then it would be really active for the first week or two, but then it would die out because there'd be no new content coming from somebody from people. And it's all just like people would just kind of get hyped about it. And then they would all just lose. Like it wouldn't be an ecosystem of actually like people that are interested.
Like you gotta reach critical mass at some point, where hopefully it then reaches enough where people.
And I think we have the ability to do that. So that's kind of why I hope that we could be that catalyst of like the reason why people want to come, and then people come, maybe for us because they watched our videos and they want to join the community, but they stay because there's so many other people here. There's so many more resources here that people can
exactly. And then, I mean, if you're listening to this right now and you're like, that's a great idea. This is still kind of in the idea stage, but we do want to do it. But please, like, message us on Instagram or something like that. Like, let us know somehow, because I know you can't comment on a podcast super easily. But basically, just let us know through other channels if you'd be interested in something like that, because then we can just gauge how many people there are and just kind of do a little bit of testing. And I'm just curious to see how many people are out there who are like, yeah, that would be sick.
Yeah, so we plan to have, like, a Discord. We plan to also, we want to start a newsletter, too, because we think a newsletter would be a really good place to... like essentially I've always wanted a place where you could kind of like have a constant stream of, say, filmmaking news, right? Like new things that are being released, interesting things that we've seen, or like different tips and tricks. So I think a newsletter is something we're also toying around with. That one probably won't be for at least a little bit. And then another big thing that we, sorry, another
You're
big
dying
thing
over there.
I know. Another big thing that we want to kind of get into is resources for you guys as filmmakers. Now, I am going to preface this with saying they're probably not going to be free. However, we've never asked you guys for anything ever before. So just give us this one. Because we want to create like real, actionable, high-end resources that you can use to become better filmmakers, better photographers, and better essentially business people as freelancers and things like that. Now, we aren't going to start with like a course, because I know everyone starts with a course. We might one day do a course. I don't think
We have a bunch of ideas for very unique.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm dying over here too.
Oh my God.
For very unique resources that are unlike anything we've really ever seen in the filmmaking space before, but they're kind of like just ways, they're skill acquisition, they're ways to learn a lot of great skills and kind of hone your skills and kind of make it so you kind of get to the next level of like being an editor or a filmer or anything like that. So we have some really, really, really good ideas. I think we'll have a ton of value in terms of just like the stuff that we deliver. So like, if you buy it, I am confident, 100% confident that you'll do this and you'll be like, man, it was only X amount of dollars. We don't know what the price is going to be, but you're like, you will definitely 100% get your money's worth. It will definitely not be a
and
waste.
If you it's, actually
not gonna, it's not going to be like a $200 LUT pack.
No.
So it's going to be something a bit more than that.
Yeah. And if you actually use these, like our whole goal would be skill acquisition. And if you actually use these skills with the way that we're intending that you do, honestly, you'll pay off whatever we asked, like basically pay off this thing that you bought from us within the first couple months easily. So there's that. We have so some resources, Discord, newsletter, and then obviously this podcast. We want to start up this podcast. And we actually, Steve and I were actually just chatting before we started this about like trying to commit to doing this once a week for an entire year, do like an out of 52 style like podcast thing where we actually like do this podcast weekly. Because we think it would be awesome to have a podcast where we talk about interesting things happening in the filmmaking world, interesting filmmaking news, and just stuff like that. Another
business ideas
in the filmmaking world. And I think it would be awesome to have a podcast that, cause I don't really know of any filmmaking podcasts that are kind of being done now. I know that Peter McKinnon had his podcast and things like that, but he isn't posting anymore. So we want to do this podcast. Another idea we had for this podcast, which is something that I'm actually quite excited about, is doing something similar to the, if anyone knows Dave Ramsey, he's like a finance guy not on YouTube, but he has an entire, I think, show, as well as he has an entire like radio show about it, but he does like personal finance, teaches personal finance, help people with their personal finances. And he has this bit, not this bit, but this segment where he phones people, real people, and asks them like, what's your financial situation? How much debt are you in? How much are you making? And then typically it's people who are in debt. And then he helps them get out of debt and gives them a road plan and like a game plan.
Advice.
It gives them advice on how to get out of debt the fastest way possible, right?
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, this would be, I think, a super fun segment to do on our podcast where we get you guys to give us your, like basically submit your phone numbers and we literally phone you up on the phone on the podcast. And ideally you're going to be someone who is in the, like basically who is a freelancer and we kind
or
of
thinking
like,
about doing it, thinking about doing
or thinking
it.
About doing it. And we will basically, you can ask us any question that you want. We'll give you any advice. Basically we'll give you advice on what we think your next step should be on how to be successful as a freelancer. And potentially try to make more money, have a stronger business as a result.
But then also, like, I want to also do things where it's like, say you send it to your portfolio, we critique the portfolio, be like, hey, work on this. This is great. This is awesome. All that kinds of stuff. And then from there, we kind of like do like basically like a bit of a mini mentorship where we're kind of like, hey, do this, this, and this, and you'll be good to go. And like basically a Dave Ramsey style, but for filmmaking people, I think would be kind of an interesting
idea. Yeah. So that's the plan for the podcast. Also, there will be just normal podcast stuff mixed in there. This won't be the whole podcast. And then
we also want to have guests. We actually finally want to try getting guests on the podcast.
We're going to get guests on the podcast. We haven't asked anybody yet, but I'm sure it'll be easy for us to get people like Sam Newton, Aiden Robbins, any of those guys on here for sure, as well as we've got some other people that we've been, that I've kind of been scoping out that I'm thinking about asking to come on the pod. And I think
there's a ton of people,
really
interesting
conversation too.
Yeah. I mean, we haven't been posting a lot on, say, TikTok. However, I've been watching TikToks and there's a ton of people on TikTok that are very interesting film people. And I've been like following them and kind of just bookmarking them, 'cause I was like, they'd be awesome to have on the podcast and just talk about what they do, 'cause they're really interesting people. So there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of interesting people out there that I think we would be able to draw from. And I think it'll be very good content. I think it'll be very interesting.
And then another thing that we're going to go in heavy on now is short form content, which we never really did for TMS.
Do you want to talk about our series? Potential idea?
So we want to, like, our plan actually is to, like, have our YouTube be like our kind of our main engine, like where we post our main long form content. But I'm honestly expecting that we're going to be spending over 50% of our time on short form content, because especially right now, that's where you get the viewers. That's where you get the new subscribers. That's where you get the attention. And then you bring it to your YouTube, which then they watch for the long form content, which then they trickle down to the Discord and things like that. We have this idea for a TikTok series, essentially, because we have our normal TMS Productions TikTok, which we post kind of like different snippets of our videos, as well as like just different normal like stuff you'd see on our YouTube channel. But a theme that I've been seeing on TikTok recently is people doing like the Andrew Tate approach to TikTok, which is extreme, like kind of extremist viewpoints on a certain subject or topic. So if you are at all aware of Andrew Tate, which I'm sure many of you guys are, he kind of blew up because he was saying these very radical things. Like, I remember he had a TikTok that went viral that was saying, like, if you passed out on the ground and you weren't a hot female, I'm not going to perform CPR on you. Right? Like things like that, where it's like, where you're like, what the fuck? Who the hell are you to say that? Right? As well as, if you know who Iman Gaji, I think that's how he pronounced his last name. He's like, again, big in the agency space. So we kind of learned about him from our agent episode in the agency space. But he has also been kind of doing this whole like extremist radical TikTok idea, where he'll say things that are just like totally out to lunch. And it gets the views. It's like shock. What would you call it? Shock baiting or something like that.
It's basically like, basically you're like just doing shock baiting. And awe.
Yeah, shock and awe, because you're saying something totally radical. It gets the views. It gets everything. So our idea is to start a totally new TikTok account, which I think we're going to call like TMS Unscripted or something like that. Which is a TikTok account where we post radical viewpoint content about freelancing, filmmaking, and freelance business side. So we'll make a TikTok talking about oh, when I work with a client, I never allow them to make any revisions. I'm the creative. I know best. They don't know what they want. Like, and shit like that, where you, like, obviously
it's also thinking like something you like, I only shoot in 720p because I don't value their project enough to fill up my SD cards. So they must pay me triple what my premium day rate is in order for me to shoot 1080.
Yeah.
Or like shit like that, where it's like, you're kind of seeing that, you're like, this guy's fucking stupid.
Yeah. Where it's not so stupid as to be like, oh, this is totally fake, but it's stupid enough that people are like, wait, this guy's a fucking idiot. Who does he think he is? However, it's based in some sort of reality. Yeah. Anyways,
it's also gonna be a massive experiment, because like, I just want to see if we produce content like this. To make it so it's not like we're kind of damaging ourselves, we want to do something where we kind of look different. Like, we put a hat on and make it seem like we're a different character. So when people come to actually see what we actually do, we're like, hey, we're actually serious. We're actually not complete idiots. But it's also gonna be a massive experiment to be like, hey, is this gonna get a massive amount of views? I hope so. Let's see.
Yeah.
So,
and our whole goal with this would be just view collection, essentially, like use it to get the views. And then we want to do it where if you are kind of like, if you watch it and you're kind of maybe outraged, or you see it and it gets the attention somewhere in there, there will be people who are interested in saying, who the hell is this guy? And if we want to have it where it's like, if you find a TikTok that's like that, and if you go one layer deeper, like you come to our YouTube channel or you come to our original, like our normal TikTok account, you then instantly realize that, oh, wait, these guys are legit. Like, they know what they're doing. That's all just totally fake. Except on the outside, if you don't go that layer deep, like if you don't go one layer deeper, you think that it's completely real. And again, we want to use that as kind of like, I mean, it's going to sound like a bait and switch type of thing, which kind of it is, but we're essentially going to try to game the TikTok algorithm to give us views and give us traction and essentially awareness and an audience, things like that. So I think it'd be a fun kind of experiment too, because I think it'd be just so much fun to create radical TikToks about these, like literally the craziest shit you can think of, and we post it and just see what happens. And honestly, it can't hurt. It's like, sure, you might have somebody who's like, oh, fuck these guys, but who cares? They were never going to watch our content anyways, and it doesn't really matter. So anyways, all in all, I think that's it. That's the plan for TMS Productions, is to just go deeper. Essentially, we're trying to rather than try to be show ourselves becoming better filmmakers, we want to take some of this wisdom that we've learned and pass it on to you guys and essentially make you guys better filmmakers, because that's quite fulfilling to know that we helped you along your journey. We get messages all the time of people saying you're such an inspiration, and it's very thoughtful, and we truly appreciate those posts and those messages. We might not respond to every single one because it's just tricky to do that to every single one, but we are very thankful that we have this audience and this community that we can help and that we can inspire. So our goal is to essentially just lean more into that and just
build a more tighter knit community.
Tighter knit community that is like,
Because before we were like, it was a lot of like for us posting YouTube videos and maybe the odd Instagram photo, and that's basically it. But now we kind of want to build infrastructure around where it's like, hey, you can kind of like, I don't know, get involved more.
And this is also content that we can make that Steven and I are now a part. Like this content where we're giving more education based is, we don't have to go out and film, which means the videos aren't going to be as entertaining and as like high octane as they once were, but I hope that we can make up for that with the value that we bring with the actual video itself. So anyways, I think that's pretty much it for this pod. This is kind of like a whole recap episode. I think our future
of TMS, the expansion of TMS Productions,
the expansion, the building the TMS empire. And then, but we're going to have another podcast hopefully next week. But we will next week have another podcast. We have some fun ideas for the podcast as to like things we want to talk about, places we want to go with it, and just the entire structure of it. Steven, what's going on?
Yeah. My light is now flickering. I should talk about my setup. Actually, this is really funny. So I'm sitting at my desk and I have a giant moose head skeleton hanging above my desk, which is kind of interesting, but I've taken the light. So I have a light and a camera. I've taken the camera and attached it to one of those small rig clamps and clamped it to the edge of the desk. And then now there's a magic arm that just holds the camera. So it's kind of jank. And then the light is now vice gripped to the horn of this giant moose head that's above my desk. And then the LED light panels on the top there. So it's now flickering. So I think I got to change the batteries.
But. Okay. Well, yeah, see we are filming these podcasts, so there is video version. So we're going to start a podcast channel for TMS. So go give that a subscribe. You can go watch in person, see our beautiful faces if you want to do that. I also know that you can watch it on Spotify as well. So go and do that as well. And you can see Steven's flickering light. So that's everything. I hope you guys stick around for the long haul, and I hope you guys stick around to see what we do and the great things that we try to accomplish. So that's it. So we'll see you guys in the next podcast.